Okay. The if we remember, we're in the middle of the machlokas. It started out as a machlokas between Rav Huna Amar Rav, who held Ein Zika, Shemar Ziyaka Shemesa Mutter Ve'ima, versus Rav Yehuda, who says Yesh Zika, Shemar Ziyaka Shemesa Aser Ve'ima. And the Gemara here is just going to wrap up one technical detail, who was Rav Dekorin. This is one of the historical points which the Gemara is always interested in. Rav Yehuda was apparently Talmud Mavug of Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel are pretty famous, distinct people. So the Gemara is always interested in whether Rav Yehuda was talking in the name of Rav or Shmuel. So, Amalei by Rav Yosef. Had Rav Yehuda, Dish Shmuel, he, Yitnan, going on to Yechazim Beis. Shomer Siyavim, it's really Shmuel. It's really Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav holding Zika, Shmuel is the one who holds Yesh Zika. Ditnan Shomer Siyavim, Shekidish Achaz Achos, Mishim Rav Yehudim, Mesera Amru, Omer Lo Hamtein Ad Sheyase Achicha Maisa. That there's a Shomer Siyavim, and one brother is Mekadesh, the sister of the Yavama. So, Rav Yehudim and Mesera said, we tell the brother Mekadesh, the Yavama's sister, wait till your brother does a Maisa. If your brother does a Maisa, then he'll be the one with the Zika, he does Chalitza, or he does Yibam. He'll be the one with the Zika, and then you'll be free, and you'll be unrelated, you'll be free to marry your betrothed. The Amrish, now, but, meanwhile, you can't marry her. Why is meanwhile he ushered her? Meanwhile he's ushered her because she's the sister of his Zakuka. So that shows the relatives of the Zakuka are usher, which shows Yesh Zika. The Amrish, Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, Memesera. Therefore we see Shmuel's the one who holds Yesh Zika, and obviously Rav Yehuda was speaking in his name. Amr Leh, the Eid Rav Ma, he says, and if it would have been Rav, what would have been, you know, Vosser Schlecht, what would have been so bad if it would have been Rav? Kashid Rav had the Rav. If it would have Rav, it would have been bad, because, like, I'm happy to prove this Shmuel, because it would have been Rav, and a Stira, because Rav Huna Rav said, Ein Zika. Dilmar Marayin, no, leave the Rav. Aren't you allowed to give that answer? Well, no, you're allowed to say, I'm Marayin, no, leave the Rav Yochan, I'm Marayin, no, leave the Rav. Maybe it's a Machlok Rav Huna or Yehuda, what Rav held. No, it came into Itmar, which made the Shmuel, behead you, which made Rav. Says, obviously, if Rabbi Yehuda was speaking in the name of Shmuel, you don't want to say he's speaking in the name of Rav, because you have the option, you're speaking in the name of Shmuel, straight out, or you're speaking in the name of the Rav, then it's Machlokes, I don't understand Rav, it's obviously better to say that he was speaking in the name of Shmuel, than that he was speaking in the name of Rav, and it was a Machlokes, what Rav says. Okay. Amr of Kahana. That the way you teach it, we teach it subtly different. We teach that originally it was Shmuel all along, and then you don't even have to worry. We don't teach it as a mystery, which then solved. Just as Lishitase, Amr Shmuel, Lach Rav Yehuda ben Beseira. Utsrichi. Now, why do we need both? Why does Shmuel need to say both things? Why couldn't Shmuel have said both all the time, only said Lach Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, all the time, only said Ein Zika, oh, Yesh Zika, the Yesh meaning Yesh Zika, meaning Hanami Luchanav Lutre Lo. Remember, Yehuda in a serious case is two brothers, Hamtin Shiasa Achicha. So if he had just said Yesh Zika, you might have thought, when you're the only brother, you wouldn't have known two brothers. Kamashlan, so he needs to tell you, Allah Rabbi Yudim Seira, even if there are two brothers, Yesh meaning Allah Rabbi Yudim Seira, Havin Hanami Luchanav Lachar Misa Pakal Zika. Rabbi Yudim Seira is while she's alive. But you might have thought that after she dies, Shemers Yavin Shemesa, maybe the Zika disappears. Kamashwan, the Zika Bechdi Lo Paka. So you need them both to teach you Yesh Zika, even if there's multiple brothers, and even if the Yavama died. Okay. The.
What's not me to say, come alive? Why are we saying?
Because you're like, we say that many places in Shas. It's just like that. That's exactly what the Gemara answers.
So what was
the okay, you can always, anytime the Gemara answers, you can always ask what was the Havmina. That already becomes a philosophical issue of Derech HaLimud. You know, how, obviously, the Havmina has to be worth something, right? They weren't stop joking. The question is, how serious does the Havmina have to be? Does the Hav have to be, you know, Havmina, or does the Havmina really have to be a, you know, logical shita, which is just barely wrong? I think the Pashup Shavimor is to assume a Havmina has to be a Havmina. What was the Havmina? The Havmina was that, how do you know he was speaking in the name of Shmuel? He might have been speaking in the name of Rav. Like, you know, why are you so sure he was speaking in the name of Shmuel? Maybe he was speaking in the name of Rav, because in other cases, Rabbi Huna argued what Rav said, so why couldn't they have done so here? So the Havmina, I think that means just don't be sure he was speaking in the name of Shmuel. The answer is no, we're sure he was speaking the name of Shmuel, because it always makes more sense to assume he matches Shmuel than to assume Amaroi Ninhol Libidarav. This Seder, okay. Now, the meat of the sugya is, of course, the case of Rabbi Yehuda Maseiro, Shemesh Yadim, Shemesh Yadim, Shemesh Yadim, and I know we had a lot of Chazar meanwhile, but that already goes back to Tosos a blot ago. Dibramasa Vilema, who already pointed out that there's another Kiddush in Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, over and above all of the interesting things mentioned in our Gemara about Chad and Trey, and, you know, what would have been Paka Zika Bechdi, Lo Paka Bechdi. The main Kiddush of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira is not just that. The most obvious one is Yeshika Fila Betray. That's what the Gemara brings in, because that's something we've been discussing the whole time. But what's the biggest Kiddush of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira? There's Zika, even though what happened, there's still Zika, even though there was Kedushin to her sister, and what did my Yavama just become? The Yavama just became an Isser Karis to me. Right? That's the most interesting Kedushin from Yehuda ben Maseira. That even though, Tanach, I can't go and marry my Yavama's sister. But if I already was Mekadish my Yavama's sister, the Kedush is, the Zika continues, even though she became a chalot erva to me, even though the Yavama is now a rayus to me. And what kind of Zika is there? I can't really be miyabim her. So that is discussed by Tosfos here. Chemarish Yavam Shekidish Alchem Zachoso Amari. He starts out with a slight tangent, which we'll come back to. Davka Kiddush Omer Loham Tami. Go back for a second. What might you have thought? Turn for a moment to Daf Kuftes Amad Beis. What is it saying? Daf Kuftes Amad Beis. Remember Rabbi Gamliel? Rabbi Gamliel had a pretty similar case. The guy already had a Darabbanan, Kiddushei Miyon, as we call it, to his Yavama's sister. What did Rabbi Gamliel say? He held Ein Zika. And therefore, no problem. You could just, when your current Midrabbanan wife becomes a Gedola and you're able to make Doraisa Kiddushin with her, you stay with your current wife and get rid of your Yavama. The phrase they use here in Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, like two thirds of the way down, it has the two dots from the Leal Omer Miyam, etc. Bamine Rabbi Lozer Mirab. My time during the Leal. Mishum de Gashavar Kiddushik Tana Mitl Tolug Higal the Gali Rada. Avgav the Lo Baal. Well, Dilma Mishum de Gashavar. Maybe it's because he thinks that Kiddushik Miyam, they were always Kiddushik all along. That's going to be rejected. What do we say? Hamikadish Achos Yavama Nifter Yavama Vaholchala. Right? That's where I'm Leal holds. Hamikadish Achos Yavama, if I'm Mikadish my Yavama's sister, Nifter Yavama the Halkala. The Yavama goes home. She's done. She's an Erva, and now she's done. That is the other alternative, right? You could easily say Mikadish Achos Yavama, the Yavama goes home. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira does. He says you're Mikadish Achos Yavama, the Yavama still binds you with her Zika and makes you not able to be Machnis, your betrothed. Tosos just says Rabbi Gamliel's Shita in a slightly different lashon, the way he says it in one blot ago, Dermasco Lema, and the phrase he has, if I have the right Dermasco, Mishum de Kiddushin Mafka Izika. Maybe Kiddushin can get rid of the Zika, right? That's how Tosfos explains that. Maybe in the end he doesn't, maybe that's why you could argue with him and say your Kiddushin Mafka Izika. So that's really the question. The question is, why when Yehuda ben Maseira doesn't say, why isn't, to use the lashon of Tosos, Yudzayim and Beis, Kiddushin Shel Achosa Mafkei Zika? After all, you can't really have a Zika if she turns into a Rayus. So let's see what Tosos says. Tosos says, Omri, the Davka Kiddush Omer Lohamti Milisa Mishum Dershad. Right? So first Tosos says, he makes a diuk here. Shemirat Yavam Shekiddush Achim Zachosa. It's not a particularly powerful diuk. It's not clear why, Tosos knew this differently too, quote unquote, how he knew there was a difference in Kiddush and Yisuin. It's not like there's a Gemara elsewhere that proves otherwise, but he has Vidayi. He says, Kiddushin is a problem, but Nisuin, it would be mutter to stay married to her. Why is only Kiddushin a problem? Mishum devshas nisuin nira kenose achos ukukaso aval anasa kvarshi ishta gemura pakal azika legamrei ve'ein sark lahamtin mi livo. He says, no, if you did nisuin, pakal azika, nisuin are mafki izika. If you had done a total marriage to her sister, it's mafki izika. And nifter yavama, right? That and you could stay with your wife. Only Kiddushin is not mafki zika, but why? Is Kiddushin really not mafki zika? Or is it a side problem for Tosfos? What did Tosfos just say?
Marzayin,
Nirek, you know, say Achuzuk Gukasa. What is Nirek? Really, it's not Achuzuk Gukasa. Really, Kiddushin are mafki zika. Right? Because an Erev, you can't have zika if someone's Achuz Ishto. It's just that in Nisuin, it doesn't even look bad anymore. What do you mean? Nisuin, clearly, I Nisuin, I have a wife. Why would that look bad? If it's only Kiddushin, then it still looks bad. Since I haven't actually brought her into my house and married her yet, she still looks to people like Achuz Kukaso. That is, so one approach is that really, you know, the Hakazika, but she's still Asura Misham Gzeira, like Tosa says, Nere Kinose Achos Zikukaso. It's not really Nose Achos Zikukaso, because the Zika is Paka Bain Bikidushin Bain Benisuin. But it's Nere Kinose Achos Zikukaso. That's Tosa's Shita. Vidavka, then he adds, Vidavka Kikish Achim, if you look at Mukha Acholit, Kiddush Be'isra Ivi, Damascus Law, Mesa Ishtu, Mismotu, Yomtu, Mishun, Dahava, Yavam, Shahutra, Venesra, Vachazra, Vachutra. Velum Kiddush Be'heter, Kodin, if you look at Lohoisa, Achim, Zukas, Vishas Kiddush, and Ain Sarah, Lam, Din Klaal. And of course, this is all if he's Makadish after his brother died. If he's Makadish before his brother died, then this is just the first Mishnah, Chamish Ishtu, Nasir, Nashit, Tesvav, Nashim, our Potros, Sir Sam, Sir So Sam, then it doesn't look bad at all, because at the second of Nephilo, when the brother died, she was already in Erev. That's that last part of Tosos.
Everyone's mentioned.
What?
Tosos even has to mention it.
It's interesting that Tosos has to mention it, but I would say this is all Lishitasu in the train of thought. Once Tosos says it's all about Nere and because Kiddushin, you know, when I'm married to someone with Nisuin, she lives in my house. So everyone knows what's going on. When I'm a Kaddish someone, she doesn't live in my house. So then it could look. Did everyone know I was a Kaddish? Or maybe when I take her into my house, it looks bad. So Tosos says once you're worried about Nere, Maris Ayin. It could look, maybe even if there was Kiddushin before Misa, it could still look bad because people might think that I wasn't married before Misa. So once you're dealing with how it looks, I understand why Tosfos had to mention it. Lishitase. Okay, we'll see the Ramban in his second or third answer. The Ramban in one day also has a Gzeira. But the question is, can we, is there another option here? Can we say that really, Low Paka Zika. Really, the Zika's still here. Question is, why would really the Zika still be here? After all, I was Makadish her sister, this Kiddush Achosa. So can you say within Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, obviously you could argue Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that's what Tosfos dealt with the Zion base, but can you say that really Medina Lo Paka Zika? And that is what the Ramban starts us down the line of. Says the Ramban, and that's the two fundamental different ways of understanding Rehuda ben Beseira. Says the Ramban right here, Alatar. The Ramban starts with the Kasha, the next Tosfos. Or actually, let's start here. Omer Lohantin, Shiasa Yichud Gobo Maisa, Ika Lomeidak. Bekeven Shekidsha Halozeachos Ishahid Miyad Beteitse. Classic question. Once I was Kaddish, her question, she's now an Erevash, Dachos Ishto Zevel. What kind of Zeke anymore? She's not my Yavama anymore. Don't give me that, Tosos. Don't start making chiluk between Nisuin and Gerushin. We know when it comes to relatives, right? The Nisuin and Gerushin, Nisuin and Erushin, I meant, sorry, are the same. The relatives of my Rusa are just as much Erev as the relatives of my Nisua. From any parakdal of Achim, the Isak, the Daitel, Myron, the Vishame, Konikinu, Gomer, Zeyas, a minor Viet, and Zeyas, a minor Viet. This is the case where two sisters fall before two brothers. We say if Mimer is really like Kiddushin, let each one do Mimer, so each one will have Kiddushin. And when each one has Kiddushin, the other one becomes Achos Isha, and it gets rid of the problem of Zika. So just like later on in Daf Chof Tes, we can get rid of the problem of Zika through Kiddushin. Over here, let's get rid of the Zika through Kiddushin. And Beishamai is still Zika, because he holds normally two brothers who have two sisters fall before them or can't marry them, because each one is Achos Kukasa. Okay, V'tosos Matartzen, Dili Olam, Kiddushin, Lo, Mafki, and Zika. Etc. And Tosa says, Kiddushin are not mafkin zika, that we know. Let's skip a little in the Ramban to to Miu Yeshlomar. This is like, I don't know, everyone has different printing, but it's like 10 lines from the end or something, 8 lines from the end. Miu Yeshlomar says a new approach. Don't give me Tosas Marasayim. Delamandamar Yesh Zika, according to Mandamar Yesh Zika, remember, we had a big question. Is Mandamar Yesh Zika Midoraisa or Midrabanan? What was the mainstream approach? What was the mainstream approach? Is Zika Midoraisa or Midrabanan? What was the mainstream approach? Gemara later on, Afazayin, Afes, what? Durabanan. And then Rashi says it would really let you do a first Adarim, sounded like, you know, or maybe the beginning of the Gemara, right? The beginning of the Gemara there. And Rashi, about a first Adarim, Rashi sounded like maybe it's Doraisa. So what does Ramban say here? He has one day. Again, in most of the Sefer Devamos, he assumes it's Durabanan. But he's struggling with the same issue. Mir Yeshlomer, Manda Armor Yeshika, Mitzas Kinin, Sheshloba Minatora, Pogamalo Kedushachosa. Bein kedushin gemurim, bein kedushin maimer she'enam gomer ba. Vafilu kodem nesah yotza kedim beis hillel li olam mitchel mishum kedushin yisurin de kodem zika v'ishal times upon. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban says, how can it be that kedushin doesn't get rid of the zika? After all, if I was Mekadosh your sister, her sister is now my wife 100%. She is now my achos isha 100%. Shouldn't that get rid of the zika? So what does the Ramban answer? That's a too strong of a language.
It's
ah, exactly. But he says is if Yesh Zika is Mida Oraisa, what do we think happens? We think that Mida Oraisa, here is the Yavama, and here is the sister. So what do we think? Mida Oraisa, the Yavama is nothing. Right? Yesh Zika is only Durabanan. Therefore, your Mekadesh, the sister, she is 100% wife. Therefore, she is 100% Erva, and therefore, you should have Paka Zika. Which is exactly what Tosa says, just it's Nere Ka'acho Zukukaso. If there's Misuin, it's not, it doesn't even look bad, but if there's only Kedushin, then it still looks bad. Because people don't realize that, you know, there's no Zika yet. That's the way Tosa reads it. However, says the Ramban, at least, number one, his first answer, he says, no, you're assuming Zika is Midrabanan. Maybe Zika is Midoraisa. Are you going to tell me Zika is a full marriage Midoraisa? No, Zika can't be a full marriage Midoraisa, because after all, if a guy has Zika and his Yavama, how do we know they're not really fully married?
He doesn't need a get.
He needs a chalitza, and if she's Mizan, it's only a lav, she's not Chayim Misa. Right? Clearly they're not fully married, but it's a mitzas kinyan midoraisa. Right? Now, I always hate translating things that aren't quantitative into numbers. So realize this is only b'derech bashal. When he says mitzas kinyan, he doesn't mean mitzas kinyan like X percent. He means qualitatively it's part of it. But let's just, for the sake of argument, no, the Yavama midoraisa is a 10% wife. She is a mitzas kinyan midoraisa. If so, then hold on a second. Her sister is 10% Erev already because her sister's a Mixas Arayos. What happens when you're Mekadosh her sister? Can you make a full Kiddushin on her sister? No, because she's a Mixas Arayos, so she only becomes 90% Kiddushin because she's partially Arayos. So basically you're in this limbo, what they call a brisker bein shmashos here, right? Something which is like, you know, what have we got brisker bein shmashos? Everyone else's version of Banish Moshos is that part of its day, part of its night, we just don't know when to draw the line, but it's day, and then night, we're just not sure when the transition happens. That's everyone else's Banish Moshos. The Brisker Banish Moshos, which the Rav talked about so beautifully in the Art Sechir, published in Shirim Zechor Morizal, but in the Yeshiva Shvelt, they call it Brisker Banish Moshos. I mean, apparently it's not, the Rav didn't invent this idea, he got it from his grandfather. Is that no, Bena Shmashos is actually a limbo kind of time period which has aspects of night and aspects of day, Meshtamshin Berbuvya, and therefore in Bena Shmashos, at a certain point, it's not that we don't know when the transition happens, it's that the transition happens through this limbo period, and there's a period which is both night and day, and sort of half and half, and the Iker part of the Rav is that it's actually both fully night and fully day, which is what makes it into only this halfway status. But that's what's going on here. Your Yavama was always Yesh Zika Midoresa. She had a mixed Kenyan and a Torah. The Rambam, this Deya, is assuming that it could work out if you say Zika's Midoresa. Even though, again, in most places in the Sefer Hill, Zika's Rambam. There's no one, I haven't found any of the Rishonim, who consistently say Zika's Minotaurah. But in one place, he's willing to discuss to bring that up as one of his explanations for the Sukkah. Right? He has another explanation also. He says, your Yavama's already mixed us married to you. So therefore, her sister is mixed us Erva. When you Kaddish her sister is in limbo. She's part Erva, which obviously can't be Mikudeshes, and part Mikudeshes. So then what happens? She's only partially your wife. If she's only partially your wife, she's only partially an Erva. And then obviously, Lo, Paka, Zika, Lagamre, you can't get rid of the Zika, because each one of the sisters is a part wife, is a part wife and part Erva. They're both in limbo. And therefore, of course, the Zika is in Paka, because she's not a total Erva. She's a little bit Erva and a little bit wife, and her sister's a little bit Erva and a little bit wife. So they're both stuck in limbo. That's how the Ramban, that's the Ramban in his first answer, answers this question, really lo paka zika, because, what's his lashon? There wasn't kiddushin gemurim on her sister, as he says. The mixas kinyan of her made her sister a mixas erva, and was po game the kiddushin of her sister, because there was not kiddushin gemurim on her sister because of Yesh Zika made the sister a mikvah erva. I know this is not the neat kind of categories we're used to thinking about, but that's the Rabban's chap, that Yesh Zika has the power to protect itself from the kedushin of her sister, because it makes you not able to fully mikdash her sister, because her sister is not only Xerat Rabban, her sister is Midoraisa, a shtikalak osishto. And therefore, she can't have kedushin gemurah. If they're not kedushin gemurah, can't get rid of the Zika Lagamri.
Why does this have to be based on us saying Zika's Daraisa? Couldn't we say the same answer as Zika's Rabban?
Aha. So that is a fascinating question. Let me get back to that in a second. Let me just finish reading the Ramban. Od Yesh Lomar, another explanation of Ramban, and tell me who this is similar to. She Gzeira. Well, I gave it away already. Another explanation of Ramban is, what does Gzeira mean? It means really taka paka Zika. Really, forget what I said. Really, Zika's not the Raisa, it's not a mixes kinyan in the Torah. Really go with Tosos. Ramban, Od Yesh Lomar. Shot number two. Really paka Zika. And really, forget everything I said, Zika's only a drabanan zach. When I marry her sister, I marry her sister Lagamre, it makes her an Erva Gemura, it removes her Zika entirely, I'm allowed to stay with her sister. Just the Gzeira. What's the Gzeira? For Tos, the Gzeira is it looks like violating Zika. For him, the Gzeira is not what it looks like, but that you might make a mistake. And his lush is a little unclear, but I'll read it the way I am convinced that he meant it. Shema Yechnos below Kiddushin. Acherim is Lav Davka here. Shema Yechlos below Kiddushin. What's the problem? Gzeira. Really, I can be Bekadosh her sister, remove the Zika, and then stay with her sister. But Gzeira, what if I move in with her sister without the benefit of Kiddushin? Then I'd be violating Yesh Zika. So Gzeira, I can't use Kiddushin to get rid of the Zika and then marry her sister, lest I marry her sister without Kiddushin. Lest I marry your sister without Kiddushin. I don't know if the Gzeira is lest I do Znus with her sister without Kiddushin, or maybe lest I do Kiddushin Bia, that's without Kiddushin Achirim. Lest I Mekadosh her sister Bia without Kiddushin Achirim first, and then I'll be Pogea Ba'achos Zukukasi when I first start that Bia. So, even though it's a bit of a far up Gzeira, but especially if two sisters were both Yavamos, then it would be a much more reasonable Gzeira. Two sisters, both Yivamos. And the only thing I do to Mekadosh them is Bia. So lest, I think it's okay, like if I think it's okay to marry my Yivamos sister and stick with her, really it is okay, because first I give her a ring, and that removes the Zika and makes her mutter, and then I sleep with her beheter. But lest I think it's okay to go straight to sleeping with her and do Kiddushay Bia or do Kiddushay Yivam, and then I would violate Achosuku Kasi in that millisecond before I actually got the Chalos Ishus. So Shema Yechus Bo Kiddushin Achir Nitzav Geba Achosuku Kaso. Therefore, the asher don't be a gzeira to be a without kiddushin first. The hadar being paired to shami, then he deals what about the gemara of testament base? Why weren't they worried about the gzeira? Says no. Dilmon shem nixaver de abakadoshach was isha nifter yivam v'hachla. Pirush hachin amikar lo chashim shem zika v'sarein zika. The gemara of testament base wasn't worried about the gzeira because Rabbi Gamliel holds ain zika. We know that from the last year. Rabbi Gamliel holds ain zika, so that's why he wasn't worried about the old yesh zika. Make this gzeira. So that's it. Gzeira atu be'ilas achos zekukaso. Still, the kiddushin kodmin, and I think what he means, the kiddushin achir. Even if you can do kiddushin in the bia, since you didn't do kiddushin beforehand, you're still doing an iser. Okay, that's so. The Ramban is one day like Tosos. Now, Yoshua asked the interesting question, which is, one second, let me just make sure. Do we have a Tosos written this thing? Anyone own one of these? What? Let's see. It's in here. Okay. Just very strangely, they don't put the things in the sefer in the same order that they put in the table of contents. I never really understood that. Ah, here we go. Okay. Thank you. Let me just find it. One second. Yeah, okay. What Yeshua is suggesting, which he's machaving, either he's machaving or remembering the Tosos Rid, not the Tosos Rid here. The Tosos Rid doesn't say anything that exciting on our sugya. The Tosos Rid on the Mishnah. It's quoting Mishnah, not Malach and Aleph. So the Tosos Rid on the Mishnah there, right? If you want, I mean, a lot of Rishonim have very long discussion of the Mishnah there, but we can't get into all of them. Tosos Rid on the Mishnah there says, why not pull the same vart as the Ramban, but on the Drabbanim level, right? That's what Yeshua is suggesting. What does Yeshua mean? What is the Rid saying? The Rid is saying like this. The Yavama has Ishus Midrabanan before we do anything. If the Yavama has Ishus Midrabanan, the sister is an Erva Midrabanan. Right? Sister is an Erva Midrabanan. If the sister is an Erva Midrabanan, when you are Mekadish her, what happens? You have Kiddushin Min HaTorah, but Aval, you have to figure out how to say this, Midaraisa, you're Mekadish her, 100%. But, midrabanan ki'ilu ein kiddushin, meaning midoraisa, she's mekudeshes.
Not just kiddushin, partial. Certainly no worse than partial.
No. I'll even go further. A midoraisa, now, only lechokra. Only Lechorah. Obviously, the Rabbanan aren't going to be ogred under the Torah. Look, meaning, since she's an Erev Midrabanan, then you're Mekadosher, but Midrabanan, it's as if you weren't Mekadosher. Only Lechorah. Rabbanan or Gozer, you have Midoraisa, she's a Kadeshus, but Midrabanan, you have the Chomer as being not Kadeshus. Because Midrabanan, she's an Erev. Achal Sukukaso is an Erev. And therefore, what happens, that in this case, what happens to her, she is 100% erva min haTorah, but midrabanan, she's not an erva. Rak l'chomra. I know this is a very difficult midrabanan. She's not an erva because midrabanan. We think machra that her sister wasn't mekudeshes, so midrabanan. Therefore, we think machra that she's not an erva, and therefore midrabanan. Midrabanan, lo paka zika, because Midrabanan, she's not achos ishto. It's a little funny. Usually we talk about It's bad enough when someone's a pnuya, but midrabanan there's kedushin. Here she's mekudeshes, but midrabanan she's a pnuya. Or where we only have the chumras kedushin of pnuya. But that is exactly what the Tosos read. Answers Yoshua and Dafim Aleph said the Tosos read. He asked our question. The ikasha came in the kish achos of a hayu kedushin gemura midaraisa. Tepuk yivama below klo mishum erva. And if you'll ask Tosos question. Really, once there's kedushin, the yivama turns into an erva. She should go without klo. She should go home empty handed. Right? The tishri nami ilakon son pagi the gazvam. You should be allowed to marry the sister because there's no more zika. Well, Elamim Bishamai, then he quotes from Daf Chav Tes that in Bishamai they allow this. Tshuva, the Mandar in Zika Hachanami. So yeah, Mandar in Zika would agree, right? The Afilu Bala Lachachil of Kizikosik Nankam Rabbi Melilo Ramiyan Amina Vemo Tam Tanachatay Nitzol of Shavzisha. Mandar in Zika would say, sure, you can marry your sister Lachachila. Once you marry your sister, then you don't have to worry about her. And move on. That's what Rav Gamliel says. Marry her sister and let her go home. Avolri, Rav Yehudim Seir, to suffer Yeshika, call my Darina Mikidushin, Daraisa, Amina Midrabbanan Bizakuka. Whatever applies to your Daraisa wife on the Daraisa level, applies to your Zakuka on the Drabbanan level. Kihekin, the Inkidushin, knows about his Isha Daraisa, just like if I had a wife, Midaraisa, I can't be Mikadash her sister. Hachanami lo tosi kedusha b'achaz kuka midrabanan. If I was a kuka midrabanan kedusha aren't tofis on her sister. Shemachi lo mafkina kedusha zikas dida. And therefore, since kedusha aren't tofis on the drabanan level on the sister, they can't be mafkina the zika from her. From mina motzi seishav again seishach machalitza. And therefore, what would happen if there was not another brother? Then you would just not be able to marry either of them because one is achus arusaso and one is achus ukukaso and one is asu d'oraisa and one is asu drabanan. And therefore, you'd have to divorce them both, get to one chalitza to the other, and find a different girl lagamri. That's what it says later on in the Mishnah. Oy lo al ishto, but oy lo al yivimto in that case. But that is the rid. The rid on daf mem aleph amen aleph says because there was no kiddushin on her sister. On the Drabbanan level, because Yesh Zika made her sister an Erva Midrabbanan. That's the Tosus Rid. Apparently, no one else likes the answer of the Tosus Rid. Right? Apparently, Tosus Rid has this part. No one else likes the answer of this. No one else likes the answer of this Tosus Rid. Why does no one else like the answer to this Tosus Rid? L'chora, they're arguing about, assuming it's Drabbanan, the nature of the Drabbanan of Yesh Zika. Right? The Tosus Rid thinks that if Yesh Zika and that Asher's are relatives, that means Midrabbanan, her relatives are Arayos. And the other Mishnah is saying, no, that means Midrabbanan, relatives of Asher, as Xera unto Arayos. But that doesn't mean they're Arayas Midrabanan. When they're Rabbanan or Gozer or Gzeira, they can make it the same category Midrabanan, or they could just say, don't do it. And we find that, you know, for example, you know, in Hilchos Shabbos, you know, Chazal told you not to ride a horse because you might take a branch and violate Kotzer. I wouldn't say that riding a horse is Kotzer Midrabanan. It's just like Gzeira because it might lead to something. But it's not Kotzer at all. As opposed to, you know, if you say that that midoraisa, it's only usher to. I mean, I'm going out on a limb no matter what I say here. But let's say.
Tuma.
What?
Tuma drabanan.
Right. Okay, that's a good example. Tuma drabanan. Right. If they. Whatever, without getting into Bachlokas here, if half a log of dam is the time to go midaraisa, a quarter log is the time to midrabanan, that's actually tumah drabanan, right? That's real tumah drabanan, for all intents and purposes. So I think that might be Bachlokas. Tosfos Rid says, if there's Zika midrabanan, that means her sister is Arayos midrabanan. The other Rishonim say, no, there's no such thing as Arayos midrabanan. There's such thing as Gzeira Atu Arayos. There's Yisurei Bia midrabanan. But Arayas is reserved for real Arayas. We don't apply all the rules of the Rais to be Darabanan. So it's just as whatever you say about Kiddushin on the Rais, let me say about Zika on the Darabanan level. But not so Pashut. He thinks it's really like Kiddushin, it's all the effects of Kiddushin be Darabanan. They think it's just a Gzeira, but it's not that be Darabanan, we treat it as a Rais Mash. So that Lechora is the Machlokis here. What about Krovei Zikukaso? If you assume that they're only asuros midrabanan, if you assume they're asuros midrabanan, then the Rid would say it's erva mamish midrabanan, because the kuka is mamish a wife midrabanan, and her relatives are mamish erva midrabanan, and the other Rishonim would say that no, it's an Isser Bia Midrabanan as a Gzeira unto a Rias. Don't marry the sister of your Zakuka, because you might marry the sister of your wife. Don't marry the mother of Zakuka, because you might marry the mother of your wife. But it's just a regular Isser Bia. It doesn't have a Chaloshem Arias. They see through. The Rid is assuming that Midrabanan, the relative of Zakuka, have Chaloshem Arias. But probably no one else says, like, couldn't find any that we showed him say that way. Could be the other people agree, just didn't say, because they don't necessarily agree. This whole question of Arayas Darabanan versus Isuri Bia Darabanan Atu Arayas, it's a very abstract Hakira. But we find this Hakira again in the very famous Darkei Moshe, which I thought I would mention to you, and it ties into something we're not going to get to, just pass around the Darkei Moshe. This is the beginning of Siman Tesvav of Arayos. You can't be Mekadesh. The Torah says, Elu, look at the Torah. Elu she'inam b'nei kiddushin machmas erva. These are people who don't kiddush me their rights. Mehem min haTorah, mehem midrabanan. Some are midrabanan, some are midrabanan. What do we call the ones he means now? Arayas midrabanan? Midrabanan relatives? What do we call them? Shnios, right? Shnios l'arayos, right? My mother is Arayas. My grandmother is Shnios l'arayos. My son's wife is Arayas. My grandson's wife is Shnios l'arayos, etc. My uncle's wife is Arayas. My great uncle's wife is Shnios l'arayos. That's the basic idea of Shnios. Later on, Daf Chafal, I think we'll discuss them in detail. So the Beis Yosef asked the question. He says in the Beis Yosef Aleph, Elo Shem Einam Bnei Kedusha Machas Erev Mehem Enet Rami Yadrabanan, Ein Diver Abinim Meduk Dokim, the Osan Shem Yadrabanan Bnei Kedusha Mehem, Shari Kedusha Tovsam Mehem, Elo Shem Asher Lisa Osam, Kacha Yilo Lichtav, Elo Nashem Asuras Misham Erev. Right? He said the problem with the Torah, what do you mean these are women who you can't be Mekadish because of Erev, Mehem Yadrabanan Mehem Daraisa? You can be Kedusha Tovsam Shnios, you can be Mekadish Shnios Larayas. He was writing Shlomo Dikta. You should have said these are women who are Asur, some in Derisa, some in Darabanan. So already you sense. The Torah says you can't be Mekadesh Shnios. Beis Yosef says, what do you mean? Of course you can be Mekadesh Shnios. Of course, coming up with the Tosfos Rid, we're as smart as the Darkei Moshe, because we have, we brought it in the telling context. Darkei Moshe says, Aleph, the Li Neradarenu Dictate Bil Shono, Lomar Sheina Bdei Kiddushin. No, really, the Torah meant there's no Kiddushin on Shnios. What does that mean? Of course there's Kiddushin. They're only Asadur on them. Ratzal Lomar She'en Kiddushin Tozen K'moba Achiros. They don't have Kiddushin the same way a regular girl does. V'im B'dover Shehum Midrabanan in Ba'achar V'kitcha Tzrichum Menu Get Harei Lecha She'en Abdei Kiddushin K'mo Nashem Achiros Kach Neru L'di Asadur Rabbeinu. He says, what does that mean? He said, Arayis D'Arayis have no Kiddushin at all. Arayis D'Rabanan have Kiddushin. But L'chumra Midrabanan, we treat them as if they don't have Kiddushin. Midrabanan, when you are machmir, if they don't have kiddushin, because they're a rice midrabanan. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is if I'm a kaddish, a regular girl, and then matan's my kaddish her. He did nothing. He made a joke. If I'm a kaddish, my grandmother, and then matan's my kaddish her, I kiddushin are tosa my grandmother. But midrabanan, she's erva, so midrabanan, we have to be machmir ki ilu the kiddushin aren't toface. And if matan's my kaddish her, she needs a get from matan. There's tfisis kiddushin me'achmir midrabanan. That's basically, he's basically saying the Tosfos Rid. The Torah, they don't have to agree, because they're talking about two different cases. You could hold one way by Shnios and the other way by Zika, or one way by Zika and the other way by Shnios. But this is the exact same Chakira, the exact same parallel Hakira. What about Shnios? Are Shnios Arayos Midrabanan? And therefore, Machmirim Midrabanan Ki'ilu Ein Kiddushin Tofsin? That is the Torah and the Darkei Moshe. Right? The Torah says, Midrabanan, son, these are women who Kiddushin are Tofsin Midrabanan. What do you mean? Of course, Kiddushin Artosin. No, it means Midrabanan. We're Machmir only Lachamra Ki'ilu Dil Tfis Kiddushin because they're real Arayos. Or no, Shnios are Isura Bia Midrabanan Atu Arayos. This is the Beis Yosef. He said this is also a Bedicto. Of course, Kiddushin Artosin 100%. There's nothing Arayos about them. They're just Usur Atu Arayos, but Kiddushin is Tofsin. And therefore, Kiddushin Tofsin Bahem Ligamre. So the Kodesh Beis Yosef, someone else in the Kaddish she wouldn't need to get. From the Darkei Moshe, she would. Continuing the Darkei Moshe, well, sorry, Ina Likra did. Now, I'm not sure, is this really true or not? In Emes Hudim Kiddish Isra Garbananu Ba'achar Rekitcham Tzricha Get Menashini. And here, I think that with the benefit of our 500 years of first training of the Achronim, we could even solve something that bothered the Darkei Moshe. The Darkei Moshe was a little bothered. Because he didn't have the Lumdish training that we got from the Achronim yet. He said, Sarah, you know, really? You're going to say that it's not a full Kiddushin on Shnios? Really? Like if someone's Asur Midrabanan on the Mekadisher, or Ba'ak Mekitchim, Tzrichin Get Mashani, she'd need to get from Matan, Me'afr the Ein Kiddushin Midoraisa, Klal, Efshad Glachmir Midrabanan. No, since Midoraisa, she's Mekadesh Dami, not to Matan, maybe they weren't Ma'afr this way. In the end, the Darkei Moshe leaves it with Tzarech Iyun. But I don't think he should have. What's the Darkei Moshe's Tzarech Iyun? It says, Tzarech Iyun, Chayvi Lavim, if I'm a Kaddisher, she's Mekudeshes, Mamzeres, and Asina, and Almona Lekoin, Gadol, and Grusha Vahalutz Lekoin, Hedyot. She's Mekudeshes Lagamre. If someone else is a Kaddisher, it's worthless. So why should an Isser Drabanan be worse than Chayvi Lavim? But we can answer that question. Why should an Isser Drabanan be worse than Chayvi Lavim? What? Because according to the Torah, Chayvi Lavin are not Arayos. They're Chayvi Lavin. Chayvi Lavin is a different category than Arayos. Arayos are Mavkiya Kedushin. Chayvi Lavin is not Mavkiya Kedushin. So Chayvi Lavin, really, Shneos are in one way more Chomer than Lavin. They're a lot less Chomer. They're only Drabanan. But they're more Chomer because we Drabanan, they're Arayos. And Chayvi Lavin are not Arayos at all. So maybe if the Tzarki emotion leaves it, the Tzarki Iyam, I'll put them in parentheses. But to defend the Torah, we can say Shnios are more chomer than Chayvi Lavin. If I'm Mekadosh, I'm Zeres, and Asina, I'm one of the Kohen Gadol, Grusha, Halutz, the Kohen Hedyot, the Kedushin is Chal Legamre, without any question. I'm violating Yisrei Bia, but they're not Arayos. They're not Arayos, they're Arayos. They're not Arayos, they're Arayos. They're a different Isser. However, Shnios are Arayos, the Rabbanan, and therefore if I'm Mekadosh them, on the Rabbanan level, I have to be Machmer, Ki'ilu, the Kedushin were Tosin. And that's how you could answer the Tzarech Iyun of the Darkei Moshe and defend the Torah. Lemaisa, the Machlokes, the Torah and the Darkei Moshe, who then hesitates. Versus Beis Yosef here is parallel to the Machlokes, the Rid, and between the Rid and the other Rishonim here. The question is, when the Rabbanim were Gozer something, because it's similar to something else, did they really apply that category on the Rabbanim level, or were they just Gozer and Isser? And the Nafkamina is, it's a very abstract Hakira, but it has a real Nafkamina. The nafkamina is, you have to be machmir to be ke'ilu, they weren't mekudeshes to you. In Siman Tesvav, it's if someone else gave them a ring, do they have to be machmir to get for him, from him? And by us, it's you have to be machmir that maybe her sister doesn't lose her zika, because ke'ilu, she wasn't mekudeshes, and her sister didn't become erva. Okay, that's the pashim shot. That's the first nekuda in our Gemara, four ways of explaining the Svara of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bisera. Okay, now I just want to go back to one other point. Omri, didavka kidesh omer lo hamtemi lisa. Chazatos again, mishon rushaski suen nira, etc. Is there a difference between Kiddushin and Nisuin? So, yes. Oh, sir. Ah, thank you. So, is there a difference between Kiddushin and Nisuin? So this is a big machlokes Rishonim. Is there a difference between Kiddushin and Nisuin or not? The Tosa said there's a difference in Kiddushin. Only Kiddushin is Asur. Once you do Nisuin, she becomes Motor, you Pakazika. Right? The Ramban at first, when he quotes the Tosa, agrees, but then later on, does not want to differentiate. And this is a big machlokes. This is a big machlokes Rishonim. What about after Kiddushin, we say Hamtein ad Sheyase Achicha Maisa. What about after Nisuin? So Toso says, and the Rashba agrees with this, and the Ramban at first. Now he's Mutter. Pakazik and Mutter. After Nisuin, it's fine. But the Ritva here, and even the... the Luka Yosef, I think, is still here somewhere. Says, Dina Suin Mafki Kiddush and Nami Havu Mafki. The Kiddush me the Rice of Zigmund Rabbanan. Said, no, Kiddush and Nisuin, same thing. Both Kiddush and Nisuin, me the Rice, make her your wife. There's a difference in Kiddush and Nisuin, right? Lenny Yerusha, and Lenny Tomas Kohenem, and Lenny Sheriff Sosin Ona. But in terms of making her your wife, Kiddush and Nisuin are the same. That's the opinion of the Ritva, and the Mukhi Yosef, and the remaining show on both sides, who say that Nisuin is the same as Kiddushin. Now, if she's Usher in Kiddushin, she's Usher in Nisuin. If she's Mutter in Nisuin, she's Mutter in Kiddushin, because Kiddushin and Nisuin are the same thing. Now, who has a more pashut shot here? Are Kiddushin and Nisuin the same thing, Lenny and Arias, or not? What's well, a simple shot? It's in terms of not being able to marry my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law, are Kiddushin and Nisuin the same thing or not?
Yes.
So this is a pashut shot. This is the normal rule that Kiddushin and Nisuin are equivalent in Arayos. When it comes to Arayos, Kiddushin and Nisuin are equivalent. That's the normal rule. So what's the svara of Tosfos Udi'ime? Why would Tosfos say if I'm a Kaddish her, then she's still, I still have to worry about the Zika. But if I'm doing Nisuin, if I'm Machnes her, that's the word in the Shem Chazal for Nisuin, if I'm Machnes her, then Paka Zika, I don't have to worry about it. So I had it, if Kiddushin and Nisuin are really equivalent, then why did Tosfos think they're different? Tosfos explains because it's all a matter of how it looks. It's all Midrabanan, meaning really, there's all Gzeira Drabanan anyway, right? If you take the Drabanan side of things, right? If you take the Drabanan side of things, what's the Svara? Svaras will be in a box. Svara is Midrabanan. It looks different. Right? Or you don't even have to say looks. Once you say Midrabanan, you can say Midrabanan, they decided in one case to be Macher, in another case to be Mekel. Right? That's basically, and I think that's really the mainstream approach. The mainstream approach is that if the whole Yisod of our Sugya is Doraisa, Me'ikradin, not a matter of Xera, if the Yisod of our Sugya is Doraisa, then there's no difference in Kiddush and Nisuin. Shemer Shiyavish Kiddush Achav Zachoso, it's the same if Hichnis Achav Zachoso. And you say like Tosa, there's all a matter of Xera Drabanan. Drabanan were Gozer and Kiddushin. But in Nisuin, they weren't Gozer, either because Kiddushin looks bad when you bring her into the Chuppah. But Nisuin, if she's already living in your house, then it doesn't look bad. Then it's obvious that she's your real wife. Or you could say just Kiddushin, you don't know, we'll be Gozer for you to wait. But Nisuin, you're already living together, we don't want to break up a family. That could also be a Drabanan. Or they could say, you know, Midrabanan, Kiddushin and Zika, they look similar. You're not living with either of them. So therefore, they'll both ask for each other. But Nisuin and Zika, then one is certainly seems like a stronger relationship than the other, so we drop on and they will take what looks stronger. It looks different. Okay, the Rav here, I just want to point out, the Rav had an interesting Kiddush. I don't think it's Mukhrik in any of your Shonim, though. That's my only problem with the Kiddush, the Rav, that you have to read it very carefully. I don't really think that in any of your Shonim it's Mukhrik that you need the Rav's explanation. But it is an interesting explanation because the two choices
that are Pashup Pshat are normally assumed is either Midaraisa, there's no Chilak, or Midrabanan, there is a Chilak because it looks different. Tosfos says, yeah, there's a Chilak, it's all about how it looks.
And the Ramban, in the end of the Ramban, is very clear. There's no chiluk because me'ikar din, what chiluk should be? The Rav wants to be chadish a tremendous chiddush here. The Rav wants to be chadish a tremendous chiddush here that maybe the difference in kedusha and nisuin is me'ikar din, not just because of how it looks. And the Rav wants to be chadish a tremendous chiddush here. There's a difference in kedusha and nisuin, but the difference between kedusha and nisuin, the difference in kedusha and nisuin is me'ikar din midaraisa. Why are there a difference in Kiddush and Nisuin midaraisa? So the Rav had a very, very big chiddush here. He said, how did the parsha of Arayas start? Ish? No, Arayas, not Sota. Sorry, that's your fault for going to shul the Shabbos. Ish? No one went to shul Yom Kippur afternoon? You were distracted, what? El kol she'er b'saro, lo sukevul galo serva, ani Hashem. She'er b'saro. What is she'er b'saro? Your relative, right? So the Rav in a big case says, what does she'er mean? Does she'er mean kiddushin or nisuin? So the Gemara says a few places that a husband inherits his wife after kiddushin or after nisuin.
Nisuin.
Why? It says unisatam nachlaso l'she'ero hakarov elav, and she's only called she'ero after nisuin. That's when they're really flesh and blood. A Kohen is betami to his wife if she passes away, lo aleinu, after Kiddushin or after Nisuin. Why? Because it says, ki im lish'ero hakarove love. Right? Which is coming to be married to his wife, and she's only she'ero after Nisuin. In general, she'er ksosanona, is only after Nisuin. She'er is a lush Nisuin. So the Rav says, hold on a second, my own wife is only called she'er after Nisuin. So l'chora, my wife's sister and mother, of course, can only be she'er after nisuin, right? My wife's not even she'er until we do the chuppah. So for sure, her sister's not she'er. Ish is called she'er b'saro means krovas nisuaso. Ah, so from where do we learn? But we all paskin that kiddushin. The Rambam says, and this is not a quirkish to the Rambam. Anyone who's mekadesh a girl, six types of women become usher to her, right? Her sister and her daughter and her granddaughter and her mother and her grandmother and that's really seven if you count both types of granddaughters and grandmothers. How do we know kiddushin? It says because in the parsha of Arayas, what other lashon do we have which is a kiddushin lashon? What's the Kiddushin Lashon in the Chumash? It doesn't say Kiddushin in the Chumash. What does it say in the Chumash? Kicha, right? It says Kicha, right? It says, V'ishalach l'sa lo sikach l'tzura l'galosa v'sa ala b'chayeha. Has Lashon of Kicha, Lashon of Kiddushin. So the Rav made a tremendous chiddush in the Rishimas here. He says, what do you think? So you think once it has Lashon of Kicha, so Kiddushin makes Arayas. Rav says, no, there's a Lashon of She'er, a Lashon of Kicha. There are Tzvei Dinim and Arayas. There are two different kinds of Arayas. Arayas of She'er and Arayas of Kicha. Arayas of She'er means the relatives of my Nisua. Arayas of Kicha means the relatives of my Arusa. And the Rav says, the Arayas of She'er are more Arayas than the Arayas of Kicha. So he says, the Arayas of She'er actually become a relative. When I bring a woman to the chuppah, her mother is now my mother-in-law. Her sister is now my sister-in-law. They're real relatives. The arise of kicha, that's not real relatives. It's just that they're not really my relatives. It's just that I can't be lokeach them anymore. Once I've been lokeach sister Rachel, I now can't be lokeach Leah. And if I do, the kiddushin aren't chal, and if I'm bo'el her m'chayv kares, and if I have a kid, the kid's a mamzer. But she's not really she'er b'saro. There's just an Isser Kicha. So the Rav wanted to say, that's the third possibility of the Rav, that maybe even Me'ikar Hadin, there's a chiluk between Kiddushin and Nisuin, like Tosos, the long mitame. What's the difference? Because after Nisue, after Nisue Achosa, then the Yavama becomes, you didn't hear that again? Oh, it's all good. Okay, great. Share Bisaro, thank you. Took care of itself, apparently. After, if I do Nisuin, the Yavama becomes Share Bisaro. And therefore, Paka Zika. Because after all, I can't have Zika on my relative. But after Kiddushin, this is really, I guess, this is a fifth Hesber of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Rav saying, after Nisuin should be She'er Basaro. You can't have any relationship to She'er Basaro. That's Mufta. She'er Basaro is She'er Bisaro is mufka from Ishus. I cannot have a relationship with my relative. But after Kiddushin, suggests the Rav, after Kiddushin, of the sister, the Yavama is not She'er Bisaro. The Yavama is not a real relative yet. It's only Kiddushin. Just has an Isser Kicha. Ishalach Osah lo Sikach. And so too, if it would be the mother or the daughter, etc. She's not She'er Bisaro. There's an Isser Kicha. And the difference is that she's not Mufka from Ishos. Just Asura to marry. And therefore, the Zika that is already there is not Paka. That's the Rav's Hesber. He says, when I do Nisuin to a girl, that turns her relative into She'er Basar. She'er Basar is Mukta from Ishus. There can't be Ishus and She'er Basar. But since here I only do Kiddushin to the sister, that Yavam is not my She'er Basar. Just the Yavama is an Isser Kicha. Fine, Isser Kicha means I can't sleep with her, I can't even be Kaddisher. If I try to be Kaddisher, it won't work. But if I already have Ishus in her, that Ishus doesn't disappear. Just means me Kana Lahaba, I can't create Ishus. But if I already have Ishus, it doesn't disappear. And that's the Rav's tremendous Kiddush. Kiddusha makes an Isser to marry or be Boel her. I can't do any Ishus from now on. When I'm a Kaddisher woman, I can't do anything with her relatives from now on. But what's already there stays. When I'm Machnis a woman, now her relatives become She'er Basar, they disappear from the realm of Ishus Lagamre. And that's why Yisuin would make the Yavama disappear from the realm of Ishus. Kiddushin would only make the Yavama not be allowed to continue and increase the Ishus. But whatever's there is already there. And that's how he wants to have a Hezber, which is not like most of the Rishonim. Not saying this din is a Doraisa Ikar din, and there's no Kiddushin and Yisuin are all the same. Not saying Tosos. No, Kiddushin and Yisuin are different because it's all a matter of how it looks. Kiddushin and Yisuin are different from Ikar Din, because the Rav Medayek and the Pesukim, that Mida Oraisa, there's a different kind of Isra Arayos by Nisu Krove Nisu Aso than by Krove Arusaso. This is a very big Kiddush of the Rav. But it's a very nice idea and very Midoyek in the Pesukim.
Wouldn't it make more sense to say that Achasisha is in Paraba from there? I mean, I know that's wrong, but. Like if the Torah uses Lashon Kicha by
No, use Lashon Kicha by other ones also. And we seem to equate them all. No one makes that chiluk. Because I just use that example because that's our example. The Torah uses Lashon Kicha by others. Right? It says, this is also goes around Yashem. In Kedoshim, it goes back and uses more Ishasher Yikaches As Achoso, etc. In Achremos, it could be that's the only Lashon Kicha, but in Kedoshim, with Lashon Kicha, by the Ishasher Yikaches Achoso, Basav Vasimo, Veras, Erasov, Hira, etc., etc., Venichsu Le Neb Ne Amam. So there you have a lot of Lashon Kicha.
So we're saying the Shame Erebah only comes from the first Pasuk, and then all the other Pesukim are just Isur.
Right. Okay, so that's a nice idea of the Rav. It gives a different spin on the sugya. Again, I'm not convinced that any Rishonim actually hold that way. That doesn't mean that they can't. I'm just not convinced that you have to say this word to answer up any Rishonim. But you can look at the Rav yourself and judge for yourself. I think it's pretty clear that you don't need to say that to answer Tosos. I think it's pretty clear you don't need to say that to answer the Ramban, because in the beginning he quotes Tosos to distinguish Kiddush Nisuin, but that's only because of that looks. Then later on, when he gives his Daraisa part, he's no longer distinguishes the Kiddush Nisuin. I think that's pretty clear in his. I think that's pretty clear that in his intention. Okay, this Seder. The next Tosfos, it's not 1225, is it? The next Tosfos is a bit of a. Technical point, but maybe we will. Let's look at it briefly. I don't know how much of number two did people get through in Hachana? Everything. What?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Maybe we'll. Watu is much more interesting. Very fascinating. Okay, well, don't worry. There's plenty to do in that. This is the revealed angle worth going through, actually, inside, if you have time. Let's briefly just look at Tosfos Omer Lo Hamtein, the Im Tomar, Lomitzer Lahamtein, the Kevin Dekitcha Pakala Zika Legamre. Now, again, he's not just repeating what he said in the last Tosfos. The last Tosfos, he was explaining the reason behind it. This Tosfos, he's just bringing up a stira. Like, it's very nice that you have a Hezbollah, but how can the one Sugya Sos or another Sugya? Because again, in our sugi, we said that kiddushin is not going to be the zika, but in Dalad Achim Daf Chav Tes says Gavi Hadim Relozer Ma'amrit Beishamai Ino Konik Kini Gomer Lidchos Sargol Vad. He says that according to Beishamai, Maimer, not like most people think that Maimer according to Beishamai is a kiddushin Gomer Midaraisa. He says it's not. It only makes you have to marry her and not the other wife. Amar Avavin Afan Anamitani Beishamai Romiyakaimu. The evidence of Chachilah Lo. Beishamai says if two sisters fall before two brothers, right, leaving Yehuda marries sisters and die. Now Rachel and Leah for Rui and Shimon. Neither one can be machnas, either one because of Achos and Picasso. And Bidiyavet, if they do, it's okay, but it's still usher. The Esau Gadaifel, it's Mimer, Konikin and Gomer, Zayas and Mimer Vietnam, Zayas and Mimer Vietnam. If Mimer is Konikin and Gomer, let them each do a Mimer and it'll be okay. So what does that mean? You have a problem with Achos and Picasso. If Mimer was Kedushin, Kiddushin gets rid of Achosu Kukasu Kizmafki the Zika. Exactly, gets rid of Yudim and Seira. Umay Kusha. What do you mean? So what does that Gemara mean? Afilu Kanin Kinin Gamar Harmin and Hachad Sarkla Hamtim Kiddushin Do Raisa. Ufima Depri. Right? So that's Tosfos' problem. If it's pretty clear here from Rabbi Yudim and Seira that there's at least a good Shita out there that Kiddushin of the sister doesn't get rid of the Zika, whether on the Do Raisa level, the Rabbanon level, on whatever level, then why in Dachav Test do they assume Kiddushin of her sister does get rid of the Zika? So, according to a suggestion he made in that long toast that I mentioned, the Chizayin and Beis, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira is a Shitas Yachid, it makes sense. They were in Dafchav Test, they assumed not like Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira because he's a Shitas Yachid. But that wasn't Tosfos' maskana. In the end, no one thinks Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira is a Shitas Yachid, and we pass like Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. So, what are we going to do? V'yei Shlomar. So, Tosfos knows that that's not his real maskana. V'yei Shlomar. No problem. Our sugi Rehudim Aser holds Yesh Zika. If there's Yesh Zika, there's a problem. But the sugi Nachav Tes holds Ein Zika. If there's Ein Zika, then of course there's no problem. Once I'm a Kaddish the sister, of course you're not Achosu Kukasu. If there's Ein Zika, what's the problem marrying her sister in the first place? The only problem is, the only reason that the Reuven and Shimon can't marry Rachel and Leah is because when Reuven marries Rachel, he's Mevatel Mitzvah Yadmin of Leah, but not because of Zika. And once there's no Zika, then there's no Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, no problem. All the answers we put on the board only apply if there's Zika. If there's no Zika, none of these problems apply. It doesn't look bad, it isn't bad, and it doesn't look bad. And it's not a Gzeirah for something bad, because there's no Zika anyway. Now he just has a technical. Here's where all the other Rishonim kill Tosfos. First of all, they say, how can you say Rav Avin held Ein Zika? He's within Beishamai, and Beishamai probably holds Yesh Zika. And then he says, if Rav Avin holds Ein Zika, it's still also Vatal Mitzvah Yadmin, Lahaki park, Yimaimer, Kronel, Shaman, Kinyan Gummer, Zayasa, Kinyan Gummer, Vikna, Zemas, Yasa, Mimer, Vikna, Vichon Lassos, they schlech, was achas, the lek of Bittel Mitzvahs, Yadmin. How could they each, how did they even help? If Ruvain is Makadish Rachel and Shimon is Makadish Leah, aren't they still doing Bittel Mitzvahs, Yadmin? The answer is no. They're each, they both make a shliach. Both boys make, brother make a shliach, both sisters make a shliach. They have them both happen simultaneously. Since they both happen simultaneously, both kiddushins happen simultaneously, there's no shash of bittul mitzvah yabin, because even if one of them, it's a little unclear why there's no shash of bittul mitzvah yabin. Maybe one of the reasons is, because what's bittul mitzvah yabin? If Reuven's Mekadosh Rachel, maybe who knows what'll happen to Leah. No, Leah's getting a kiddushin right now. He's taking care of the mitzvahs yavim right now by kiddushin. Therefore, there's no bittul mitzvahs yavim.
Isn't it that they make the same shliach, so he can say it at the same time?
Correct, exactly. Both brothers make the same guy shliach. Both sisters make the same guy shliach. And he says, Hari shneichem mikudashes l'shneinu. Exactly, at the same time. Therefore, there's no shas of bittul mitzvahs yavim, because it's immediately taken care of. Vahad shari hacha. Okay, then the rest is a tangent. So Tos's basic answer is, on Daf Chav Tes, they hold Ein Zika, and that's why they don't match what we have here in Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira.
Could you maybe ask on Tos, you're still doing Bittul Mitzvahs Yavin, because if you're both Mekadosh at the same time, then who's ready in Yavin? Each one is like...
No, Reuven's Mekadosh Leah, and Reuven says, be my Shleith and Mekadosh Rachel. Sorry. And Shimon says, be my Shleith and Mekadosh Leah, and the Shliach meets the Shliach of the two girls and say, I'm giving you these two rings, or I'm giving you one ring. You can sell it and split the money in half, right? I'm giving you $100 bill. You can each take 50. 50 is for Rachel to Reuven. 50 is for Leah to Shimon. No problem. It's very clear. And there's no bittul mitzvahs yabin, because once Reuven was Kaddish Rachel, at that exact time, Leah became married to Shimon. And now you don't say, what if Shimon dies, then Reuven's not able to Kaddish her. She's already married to Shimon. They're both doing the mitzvah, one to Rachel, one to Leah.
So that's not the case, but you could have two.
Yeah, if they do it simultaneously, according to Tosos Chap. Okay, this is Tosos. The other Rishonim, some of them like his answer, some they don't. The Ritva here, this gets into really the nitty gritty, the Shakla Tari, the Sugya over there. But the Ritva actually has a clever, although you have to get into the nitty gritty, the Sugya to figure out if it works, has a clever other answer to this question. And we will just put that on the board. Let's see what happens. What's happening in this case, Reuven is doing Maimer to Rachel. Shimon is doing Maimer to Leah. And Rachel and Leah are sisters. How is it okay? Kiddushin doesn't get rid of it. So it says, no. Reuven does Maimer to Rachel, and this dissolves Zikas Reuven Aleia. Shimon does Maimer Aleia, and this dissolves, that's Mafkia, Zikas Shimon on Rachel. Says, isn't that against Rehud ben Maseira, who says if you're Kaddish or Yavama's sister, it doesn't take away the Zika? No problem, that's his real pH Zika. So there's a Zika to not be taken away. They hold Ein Zika. Really, the only problem is not really Zika. It's Mitzvahs Yadmin. And therefore, there's no problem here of Bittul Mitzvahs Yadmin. This doesn't make sense. It's against Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. So, Tosfos says, Ein Zika, and therefore no problem. Meaning, there is no Zika that you need to dissolve. So, there's no problem. Reuven marries Rachel, and there's no Zika on Leah anyway. So that's why he can stay with Rachel. Shimon marries Leah, and he had no Zika on Rachel anyway. That's why he can stay with Leah. Why did they have to do Mimer? Why couldn't they just, like, one do Yibum the regular way? Because one of them, even the regular, would be Bittul Mitzvahs Yadmin. If they do this simultaneously, you avoid Bittul Mitzvahs Yadmin. The Ritva has a different answer. He doesn't really like saying that that's the Mandar Ein Zika there. The Ritva has a different answer, and again, this gets into the Shaikh Matari, which is defensible there, if you're Ma'ayin Shem. The Ritva says that, hold on a second, are you sure that you know what dissolved which Zika? Are you sure that Reuven be Mekadosh Leah's sister Rachel is what dissolved his Zika on Leah? Maybe there's a better explanation for what dissolves Reuven's Zika on Leah. What dissolves Reuven's Zika on Leah?
Shimon's Maimer
dissolves the Zika on Leah. Now this is assuming that if you hold it's Docha B'Tzarbel, but it's not Docha B'Ach. Only if you hold it's Kenyan Gomer, it's Docha B'Ach. That's the issue with Shaka B'Tarya. But the way the Ritva said, no, you got it wrong. Reuven's Kedusha to Rachel dissolves Zika Shimon on Rachel. And that has nothing to do with Achos Ishto. It dissolves Zika's, because if Reuven's Kona Rachel Kenyan Gomer, then she is nowhere Zika to Shimon. Reuven was ready Kona Kenyan Gomer. And when Shimon gives a ring, or $50 out of the $100 bill, or no, it doesn't have to sell them, but Shimon gives a ring to Leah, that dissolves Zika's Reuven on Leah, and that's why they're each allowed to sleep with their wives. Because they weren't dissolved through Achos Ishto, they were dissolved through Kenyan Gomer. Obviously, this is so obvious, it gets into Shaka V'Tarya, whether there's a good answer or not, but that's how the Ritva gives an alternate answer to this question. He says, you misunderstood the whole Gemara. It's not about being mafkia the Zika through Achos Isha. Through being Kona Kenyan Gomer. If one brother is Kona Kenyan Gomer, then the other brother can't have a Zika anymore because she was already nicknamed the Kenyan Gomer. Okay, that's based on a lot of assumptions, which we won't get into now. I'll just end now with the segue into the next part of the Shir, which is the fascinating question, which I found a few people answered. Actually, the Rav has a big piece about it, where I'm not sure I'd say everything exactly the same way, although I happen to know today the footnotes of the Ritva fellow. Some random place asked the exact same question, actually said the exact same word of the Rav. I'm fairly certain they can get it from each other, although I don't know if they knew each other. Zika, now that we got to the end of our sugya, we know that Zika is not a machlokus between Rav and Rav Yehuda. Zika is a machlokus between Rav and Shmuel. Does that make things interesting? That makes things very interesting. Why does that make things very interesting? For the following lishitase, the following beautiful lishitase, Rav Shmuel. Here we have Daf Yud Zayin to Yud Ches, right? Or let's just call it, here we have Zika. Rav holds Ein Zika, Shmuel holds Yesh Zika. Is there a Ma'ishas relationship between the Yavam and the Yavama or not? So, Rav holds, there is no Ishus between the Yavam and the Yavama. And Shmuel holds, there is Ishus between the Yavam and the Yavama. Right? That's our sugya. Okay. What would you think would be a great nafkamina when there's Ishus between the Yavam and the Yavama or not? Remember the two ways of reading Losiyah? Either the Yavama is not allowed to marry an Ishzar, or there's no Tfisa Kedushin for Yavama Loshak. So who should hold what? Rav would say that is there Kedushin Tosin in Yavama Loshak or not?
Yeah.
What?
It should be yes.
Right. Rav should say Kedushin Tosin. Be a vavel shok. And what should Shmuel say? Yesh Zika! No! Ain! Kiddushin Tosin. Be vavel shok. That should be fairly straightforward, right? Especially, there are two ways of reading the Pasuk, and there's a Rav and a Shmuel. Clearly, each one would read the Pasuk the right way. Okay, what's the only problem in this beautiful, beautiful Lishitase? That it's the opposite. Other than that, it's perfect. Tzadi Bezim Deis, I'm a rabbi. Nine she'ein kedushin tosin mivama. Shenamra lo tia isha meshachuz lishdai. Lo siya bahay bahay lazar. Rav says, ein kedushin tosin mivama l'shok. Someone else comes and gives her a ring, no problem, she doesn't need a get. And Shmuel says, Shmuel amr, ba'ani yosein no tzricha get, because mesapka leila Shmuel, halo siya isha meshachuz lishdai, ilo lava lo tosin kedushin tosin. Shmuel says, I'm a sopak. Maybe you're right, that means she can't be Kedush someone else. Maybe it just means she shouldn't. Well, love who does be Kedush someone else. So Shmuel says, maybe Kedusha is Tosin Bivam Lashuk.
That seems very, very strange. Rava says there's no Zika, thinks that she's already married, basically, and she can't be Mekudesh to someone else. Shmuel thinks there is Zika, thinks she can't get Mekudesh to someone else. Okay,
what exactly is Pshat and Rav and Shmuel? Obviously, we have to understand on a deeper level the whole concept of the relationship between the Yavam and the Yavama here in order to explain Rav and Shmuel. And with that, we'll pick up with that in Mirtz Hashem and then go on in Mirtz Hashem next time on Thursday.